The Adventures of Hamilton Bear. As a bear, this was the only way to find out what went on in a house. Katie came running up the stairs straight past Tammy, not even noticing him. She changed her clothes and hung up her briny uniform in the wardrobe. That's a first, thought Hammy. As she washed and scrubbed him, Hammy tried not to giggle, but the bubbles tickled so much. Thankfully, Katie called Mummy away and Hamilton was left floating on the bubbles. I'm going to live in a real home and be loved by a child. He didn't mind being wrapped in a paper bag and put into the lady's shopping basket. He was a very brave bear and he knew he would soon be with a family. Hamilton was going to become the most loved bear in the whole wide world. Taking a very deep breath and pulling his tummy in as far as he could. When he could no longer hold his breath in, he let it out with a big, whew. What are you doing, Hammy? Said a rather cross-sounding voice from behind the mirror. Mummy, you know my friend Judith? Well, Judith's granny lives on a farm near Patterdale, and Judith has asked if I would like to go and spend this weekend with her on the farm. Can I, Mum, please? I've heard so much about you from Judith. Now, come on inside and get warm. I've made some chocolate chip muffins and there's a hot drink ready for you. The field, which belonged to a local farmer, was on the side of a hill and very popular with the village children, especially when the snow arrived. When Katie got to the top of the hill, she sat down on her sledge with Hamilton and Sniffy sitting in front of her. Okay, boys, she cried. Hold tight. Here we go. Inside were colourful beaded necklaces and earrings. Oh, and they did have fun trying on all the clothes and jewellery, pretending to be very posh ladies.